Hey, this is Buzz with the Buzz in Education, where I talk about the best tips, tech, and trends happening in EdTech today. And welcome to my podcast. Here, I'll help you find and use the best tech for teaching and learning. And on today's show, I'm going to talk all about audio in video, all the connections to get great audio, which microphones to use and why, and what are the tricky connections that everybody seems to have problems with, covered here today and then some. So stay tuned. We'll get started in a moment. Hey, it's Buzz with the Buzz in Education. So glad you could tune in to today's show. Here I talk about the best tips, tech, and trends happening in EdTech today. And as I mentioned earlier in the opener, we're going to talk all about audio in video, because having great audio is essential to having great video. And I'm going to cover the three top topics to help you with audio. First, we're going to talk about why is audio important? What mics work best with either smartphones or tablets, and how do I get the right connections to get great audio? So let's jump right into it. Why is audio important? Seems like a rather obvious answer, right? But it continues to get overlooked in the excitement of capturing the video. Having great audio carries the video in almost every application. Bad audio is distracting, and it downplays the strength of your video and what you're trying to communicate. In fact, it could be said that audio is 50% partnered with video, and you got to have both working together. So what mics work best with either smartphones or tablets? First, let's identify microphones in two simple categories. First, phantom, and second, powered. Let's break them down. Phantom mics use the power provided by the device, which means they use up power from the battery in your phone or tablet. Powered mics usually use a battery of their own, which means that they are independently powered. They sometimes either use a button battery, AAA, AA, or in some cases a 9-volt battery. And there are advantages to each. With phantom mics, you never have to worry about having to put batteries in them because they use your device's power. With powered mics, you don't have to be concerned with draining the internal battery during a long day of shooting, as they are independently powered devices and they can certainly have enough power to consistently provide to the mic. The disadvantages are that phantom mics, you need to be sure that your device provides enough power to use an external microphone. Either your device manufacturer will feature this in their specs, or the microphone manufacturer in some cases will let you know either through documentation with the mic or on their website. It is worth noting that some devices do not provide sufficient power, so be sure to check this out. With powered mics, you always need to have additional batteries, or if you use rechargeables, they have to be fully charged and ready to go. If you're using either standard batteries or rechargeables, be sure they are high capacity and not just off-the-shelf variety. You should look for batteries with a higher rated milliamp. For example, in some of the AA's I use a 2450 milliamp rating. It gives you longer life and they're a little more durable. So here comes our last topic. How do I properly connect external mics to get the best audio? And this last question is the one that stumps everybody, and here's why. There are two terms you'll need to get familiar with, and they're a bit technical, but worth remembering. So get something to write this down because you want to get these notes. The first term is TRS, and the second is TRRS. Again, TRS and TRRS. The connections on these, they have a tendency to look alike, but they are different. They're both eighth inch or 3.5 millimeter male connections, but they, again, have a bit of nuance to them. We're going to cover that right now. So again, try to visualize this. TRS is your typical headphone jack that we've used for many years, very familiar to most people. It has two distinctive black bands on the male end of this connector. Again, it's like your typical headphone audio jack. Next is TRRS. This connector is what is commonly used with today's smartphones and with many tablets on the market, like iPads. It has three distinctive black bands on the male end of this connector, so a bit different than your standard headphone audio jack. The reason this type of connector came to be is that many manufacturers wanted users to be able to control things like volume, answer a call, move forward or backwards on a playlist for music, hold down for Siri or for Google Assistant. So in essence, more functionality. but it posed a problem of incompatibility. And here's the biggest takeaway from this podcast. The incompatibility is bridging from TRS to TRRS. So how do you do this? And here's your answer. You go and buy a TRS to TRRS adapter, which will allow external microphones and audio devices to connect to phones and tablets. It simply moves the connection from TRS to TRRS with a short dongle for about $14 or less. Using this simple adapter solves this connection issue, and voila! You now have an enhanced audio capture capability. Yay! Do you have any idea how much cussing and expletives have been just dramatically reduced by this simple fix? A lot. There's nothing worse than buying an external microphone thinking it's going to solve your awful audio problems and finding that the audio is no better than before. The amount of returns at Best Buy and B&H alone have been significantly reduced, and you're welcome, guys. So where do you buy these little adapters, you might ask? Well, the aforementioned resellers of Best Buy and B&H, as well as Amazon, have them. Just search in their sites for TRS to TRRS adapters, and you will find a few that range in price, but you can get them. Now, one critical thing to pay attention to, and this is another thing to make note of, be sure to get a TRS to TRRS adapter that has the right gender connectors on either end. Yes, we're going to talk gender for cables. So here it is. That would be a female TRS on one end to a male TRRS on the other. This is vitally important as you want to plug in your microphone to one end and insert the other into your phone or tablet. Not to complicate this more, but there is one other variable that needs to be mentioned. With new phones, the typical 3.5mm headphone jack has been eliminated, as some of you have painfully come to learn. That means that you will need a dongle for iPhone or Android that allows for this type of connection for the mic. You guys know this, particularly if you've bought a new phone again in the last couple of years, where the typical headphone jack is now gone. So here's the net of this podcast. Go buy a TRS to TRRS adapter and make sure you have the right dongle for your phone so you can plug in the standard 3.5mm headphone type jack and then begin to use an external microphone to solve your audio issues when shooting video. You'll love it. Well, that's a wrap. Let me know what you think of today's show, or if you have any questions, which I'm sure you might, or comments, please reach out to me via my website, thebuzzoneducation.com, and click the Get in Touch link at the top of the page, and I'll be sure to respond. Tune in next week when I talk about a trend happening in education known as Maker, a term familiar with many of you out there, but I'm going to talk about an evolutionary idea of moving from Maker to Inventor, where the shift is around making with meaning. Thanks for tuning in, and until then, this is Buzz with the Buzz on Education, and I'll be talking to you soon. Keep learning.